Can I put this in your trunk?
I just figure it won't block your view that way through the window.
Oh. All right. You may want to move the seat a little backwards.
Oh, okay. Kurt. Oh, yes.
Roberto's my name, Kurt.
Oh, man, you got a very fresh car here. It feels very fresh.
I like that. With AC and stuff.
It's cool, man. It's really cool. It's like a fresh, it feels like a very seasoned, not autumn, not fall, not winter, not any of those, but it's its own season, you know. You've somehow
created
that kind of environment. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. It's like you've somehow created your own environment.
You're enjoying the heat, you know. For a lot of people, it's kind of, kind of sticky and, you know, but I prefer, you know, to, if people don't like it, of course you can tell and I'll immediately put it off and open the windows, but.
How long have you been driving Uber for?
The whole time, you know, but driving for Uber 2 years almost.
Oh, that's great. How do you like it so far?
Well, I mean, it's a good job. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, Kurt. You know, it is a period for me. It has been very hard because it's a transition between professions. I used to be a professional airline pilot.
And airline pilot?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I flew many years, many years.
And, wow.
But I fell in love long time ago also with operatic singing. And
that's cool.
It is crazy, you know, but I've studied many years because one thing is to have a voice and another thing is to polish it. Mm-hmm. So I had to, you know, to polish it. And right now I'm a fantastic tenor now. So right now I'm you know, building my way into the opera world. I have these auditions, I have these engagements and
that's great.
In Europe and stuff. So, but in the meantime, you can imagine quitting, you know, the flying job.
Yeah.
With family, with, you know, it has been hard, man.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I've noticed as you follow your calling, those things start just falling into place eventually. And
that's what it is.
Even when there's that illusion of something like not working out, it's almost like it's offering you that opportunity of going, okay, are you sure you want this dream? Are you sure you want the dream? You know, and it's like, yes, you know, and it's like, okay, cool, here we go, we're ready, we're going to go full, we're going to go, you know, just going to go deep into it. So it's cool that you're following your dreams. And
it is cool, Greg. You know, sometimes at the beginning, of course, I didn't realize what it was going to be so hard, you know, so, you know, facing a lot of demons, you can imagine, you know, because, you know, without a security, you know, the money I used to earn as a pilot, you know, and of course, the social impact, you know, being a pilot, and then you fall down, and then, you know, my friends see me here in Uber, and, you know, people is very materialistic nowadays, so they see you like, you know, what are you doing, you know, what, but again, it is what it is, and, but I am quite a tenor, man.
You know, it's interesting. I met an Uber driver who quit his job at NBC Universal. He's like, I was making all this money. He's like, but I felt so cramped in there. He's like, I just wanted to do my own thing. And he goes, and I just started driving Uber. And he goes, man, he's like, wow, it's really, it almost became like this Zen-like experience for him because then he really started realizing, like, oh, it taught him this acute sense of responsibility because he's like, I am truly responsible for my own finances coming through. Like, no longer do I have to work for someone else, and now I see what it's like to work on my own. And so by doing that, it just kept encouraging him more and more to just keep following his dreams. And,
yeah, of course. Absolutely.
You know, and he was talking about all just the interesting people he comes across on his paths. And
yeah. And it's funny. You grow up a lot, you know. And you face things that you wouldn't have done, you know, otherwise. You do things that they're, you know, you never imagined that you were going to do, you know. But it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's working now. I'm building this academy online, you know. I've learned a lot of things. You know, I've never thought that I was going to create this magnificent course. And because I am able to teach to make everybody sing.
Oh, you know, I've been coming across a lot more of these online teaching programs. One's called Udemy, and then there's a couple others. So you signed up with one of these?
Well, not Udemy. No. My stuff is absolutely pro.
How did you do that?
Well, the fact is, the first thing, you know, my first weapon is that I have the method of the past. Mm. The method of the past means that you really sing. 99.999% of classical singers, opera singers. Look at Adele. Mm-hmm. You know who Adele is?
All right, right.
She lost the voice. She lost the voice. Why? Because she has no clue how to sing. Mm. People have lost that ability now. We are so egoic nowadays. And I really can do this. Through these years, I've developed this incredible power. There it goes, for example. There's a test. Like a little show-off I'm going to do. Most people hear tenors nowadays, classical singers. Even if you go to Broadway, everybody sings like this. Everybody sings. Yes or not?
Yeah, that's interesting.
With a song in my heart. Nighttime sharpens, you know.
My heart.
Hide and sit sensation. And the method of the past was totally to open. Not only use the support, but open. I have to do it now. And then it goes, for example, this piece that even Elvis used to sing, but this is che bella cosa, una giornata sole, un'aria serena dopo una tempesta. You see?
Oh my God, what? Dude.
It crashed?
A car accident happened just right then.
Right now?
As you started singing, like you were singing the soundtrack for it. I just saw two cars. It was this strange, like, I just saw a movie moment.
Who's the other one?
A car swooped from around a corner and just smashed into that car. The other one is, I think, over there. It was a gray car. Oh. I don't know exactly how it was. I don't know if this guy was coming through.
You just
through.
Saw it.
Yeah, I just watched it happen as you
I wish I could, you,
launched
you
into that climactic.
I could see it, you know. But
oh
I was blinded by
yeah,
this.
Yeah, that
by
car.
This.
That car over there. She crashed
you know
into
what?
This guy.
This is people, honestly. Everything is exactly the same, you know. Me. I have to go for it, you know.
Right,
give
right.
Me, a break.
Me
Take
first.
Take it easy, bro. Take it easy.
Yes.
I'm one of the safest drivers. They got me that thing right up preferred because I am a very careful driver, you know. I always
that's great.
And with my passengers from A to B as safe, as comfortable as possible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And but that's exactly that. Everything is so in a rush. People want to sing overnight. I didn't even finish. But have you heard, for example, the Rat Pack, Frank Sinatra, for example?
Oh, yes, yes.
And then, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend. If you hear it, sounds a little similar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is here?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Okay, so he kind of lives...
Oh, my God, I messed it up. I thought...
That's okay. It was like a side street that...
Yes.
It's a sneaky little side street.
Should I go back?
Oh, yes, I think so.
Your turn?
Yeah, you might have to do one of those.
Because
I keep forgetting that it's a little sneaky little side street there. And,
yeah. Actually, I did.
It sneaks up too quick.
Is that one there, the little street to the right?
So, okay. So I think we turn left at that main
Turning
street.
Turning left, and I'm going to join that street there.
Yeah, it'll kind of be like a little back road in there. See how it's like he lives like back in there. So it's going
to
be if we go left
okay,
here, and
the
it'll
left
be a side
here,
street.
And then left.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
It
sneaks up in
no
such
problem,
a strange
man, no
way.
No problem. It was kind of strange. And I was following this thing. I mean, I just, there was no way to go there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hollywood Way, right?
Okay,
is that what
it's
saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Look at that. It's
oh,
right on the
my
corner.
God. So
you're an amazing
story,
singer. Now, do you rent yourself or get hired for pirate parties and stuff? And
yeah, of course. Yeah, in Europe, this is very popular. But the thing is, I'm able, because of this course I've designed, these exercises I designed, I can really pass this on record. You know, I can make everybody open then, and then everybody can. And I just didn't. If I do open right now, like here, you kill me. Because it's too powerful, too loud. If this is meant to be heard from far away, you know.
Right, because opera is supposed to fill up a theater, absolutely, right, and hit the back
absolutely.
Of the.
Absolutely, and you're meant to sing, you know, over the orchestra without a microphone.
Man, that is just so incredible.
It is very beautiful, and the thing is that this is the original method, and without this thing, you know, there's theaters in Europe that they are needing three tenors or two sopranos to finish one opera. That's just totally wrong, you know. This is... So anyway, I'm able to train a lot of people, and God willing, it's gonna start working now, man. It's been like so hard. I have a wife, I have two daughters, you know. But they are my proof. Both of them sing now. This is the street, right?
Okay, so we're gonna go up, and I think we'll see the street.
Oh, wow.
It'll come up.
So this is okay. This is okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Left and left. No
I
problem.
Think it's this one right here.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know, oh, that is. Yeah.
I was following the GPS and the GPS's coordinates.
Oh, yeah. Address. Sometimes it.
So for this thing was closer via numbers, you know?
Oh, yeah. And sometimes it recalibrates after it already does something, too, I notice.
Sorry about that.
But do you have any of your stuff like online or anything that's listenable?
Actually, yeah, I'm building my company right now. I'm putting together all these recordings.
Do you have a card?
I need a card.
Oh yeah, I left it in here. This is great. I'd love to. And I have a radio show too, so I'd love to have you on the radio show.
This is very cool. It's a very spiritual method, you know.
This is awesome.
I've designed this meditation.
Vocal enlightenment. So. That's brilliant.
You like it?
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you, man.
This is great. This is cool.
Is
I look forward to. I like how the person is the period of the question mark. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I'm happy you
and
like
then that's
it,
like
man.
A like the imagination coming out of their brain.
And you know, this is golden thing.
Oh man, it's so cool.
I'm
so
happy
great,
you like
man.
It, man. That's Thanks a good for, thing for me, man.
Yeah, this is cool.
I'll be there, man. You can see my recordings in about 15 days.
Great.
Yeah, but the web page is there, and you can see
it. Oh, that's great.
So there's my number, too.
Cool, man. You know what? Let me see if I have a card for...
Don't you worry. You're dragging this, man. Give me this.
There's a yacht rock band I'm in, and I'm going to meet my buddy right now for it. It's called Yachtly Crew, and it's all soft rock. It's all soft rock classics.
Oh, wow.
This is what we dress up like, and
yeah, what do? You do these events
I'm behind
on
a
board
keyboards.
Or something?
Oh yeah, it's all soft rock classics like Michael McDonald and Christopher Cross, and so we're playing actually at the Viper Room on this first Friday in November, and tonight we're going to Dana Point, so it's just all great love songs. It's such a good vibe, and so if you ever find yourself out and about, you know, you might want to.
I'm gonna give
we
it a shot.
We got a bunch of videos
see
on there.
You there, guys? Absolutely. So you actually here?
Yeah, I'm one
that's
of these
you,
guys.
Right?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah,
all right,
yeah,
man. Yeah, of course.
Well, it was a pleasure meeting you.
It's been my pleasure.
You gotta go talk
see
to
you
my,
around,
my
around,
buddy.
Bro.
You take
Thank
care.
You so much, man. Bye.
Bye. I can't remember if I said this in a previous episode or not. However, I just taught for Darren Tunder's improv class. 30 kids, imagine that, trying to teach these kids improvisation on Thursday. And then I just heard from Philly Ocean that he was at, it was a, was it a party?
Mm-hmm. A birthday party for a mutual friend.
And Darren Tunder happened to be there. And he tells Philly, he goes, yeah, we have a mutual friend. And, I didn't realize that these two guys have known each other. How many years would you say?
Probably 8 years, seven years, somewhere in there.
And so you'd see each other, what, at various auditions and stuff?
Yeah, or SAG events or what have you. Yeah.
God, man. That is so, so incredible.
Great guy, super talented.
God, it's just nuts. I just love how this stuff all comes together. Curious if there are any sort of lunar things happening as of late.
Venus is in retrograde, I heard.
Yeah?
I don't know what that means, but somebody said that to me.
That's usually like electronical issues. I've been
Mercury.
Noticing some...
That's Mercury in retrograde.
Oh, Mercury retrograde. Oh, I wonder what Venus... Wait, you said Venus retrograde?
That's what somebody told me, but I don't know. Who
Venus
knows?
Venus retrograde. I wonder what that one is. Mercury retrograde, yeah. Yeah, maybe that retrograde stirred something up. Because between that and the Trifornium last night, just huge, huge amounts of synchronicities. Even right after the class, that's what it was. That's right, after teaching the improv class, we went into the cafeteria to put these chairs back. And there was a band set up on this sort of like the stage where it doubles as the cafeteria. And after school, they have this thing called, I forgot what the name of the school is. Let's just call it Wilson. Wilson Rocks, which is very much inspired by School of Rock. And so they teach these kids how to play a song. And these kids don't know how to, you know, play any instruments beforehand. And they just go, okay, what instrument do you want to play? And the kids all figure out what instrument they want to play. And they learn a song. And so they were there to teach these kids the song Radioactive. And so one of the two of the girls who were in this Wilson Rocks band were in the improv group. They're like, Kurt, watch us play. So it was so cool to see these kids playing this song. And on top of that, the guy who puts the whole thing together, he was playing a mandolin. And I said, that reminds me of something like that you'd hear at medieval, you know, in the medieval times or Renaissance Fair. He goes, well, turns out that I have my own act at Renaissance Fair. I'm always at Ren Fair. And I said, wow, that is so great. I said, well, and it's also awesome what you're doing here with the kids. You're teaching about cooperation, all the great elements of improv, because I was just teaching an improv class. He goes, funny you should say that, because at the Renaissance Fair, my show is completely improvised. It's all improv. And so, I mean, just the things were going, just enhancing. So, yeah, because I started
carrying... You're even enhanced without a drug.
Oh, my
God. A lot of guys need a drug for male enhancement.
Dude, well, I got it. That's right. And all I need is this... I got to tell you, this rainbow moonstone I've been carrying, it's really, really amplifying them like crazy. Last night was just a barrage of them, which thankfully were all captured on the podcast, so the listener can hear them happening in real time. I mean, it's just uncanny. It's uncanny. Anyway, more later, folks. Most likely during the beginnings of soundcheck or backstage with the Atlee Groove. The time is now 7:41 p.m. We are here with the Atlee Crew. We're about to go through a soundcheck. We're getting some preliminary things set up right now. We are behind the red curtain at Stillwater Spirits and Sounds in Dana Point. Thomas Bowie.
You're listening to Inspirato Projecto. This is Thomas Bowie. Yeah,
he sounds so proper. He's so good. You'd be such a great announcer, I think. Oh, that's good.
You're listening to 93.7 Smooth Jazz.
Oh, yeah. Have you thought about doing voiceover before?
I've thought about it, but then I realize I'm not an actor, and I don't... Listen, I respect actors. It's not just something you can walk into. It takes a lot of work. And I wouldn't mind dabbling, but I'm too caught up playing music and writing music, so...
Ladies,
but I appreciate that someday.
You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is Baba Bowie. We are standing here with Paulie Shores, the saxophone man of the century and the bicentennial.
I don't know about the bi.
What about the sesquicentennial? Are
we live? Yeah. Yeah, that's more my bag, baby. No.
So you're the saxophone player of the sesquicentennial.
Yes.
That's a lot of years to cover of being the world's best saxophone player.
Well, it's
undefeated.
You know, it's a tough job, but somebody, and I mean, I'll take that responsibility on my shoulders.
Yeah, someone does have to do it, and that someone it might as well be you. Let's be honest.
I'm trying to be as honest as possible, and I think that I will take this responsibility. I will be sesquicentennial.
Yes.
Watch your back.
What this means then, Paulie, is that sooner or later they're going to build a statue of you.
Like this, the statue of sexual liberty.
Sexual liberty. Is that what you said? The statue of liberty?
The statue of sexual liberty.
Statutory liberty?
Yeah, it's going to be you. Instead of holding the torch, it's going to be you holding the saxophone up in the sky.
Yes, all of the accounts are accounted for.
Oh, and maybe, because Statue of Liberty has like a book under her arm, I think, right? Maybe you have one of the maracas or something under your arm, tambourines or something.
Or like a map.
A map. Oh, I like it. Yeah.
A map for exploring Africa.
Ooh, that's good. So you got a map for exploring Africa in one hand. Other hand, you got saxophone.
And there's nothing more that 100 men or more could ever do.
Yeah, I mean, really. Let's be honest. That's
the cheer for love. The cheer for exploration.
Oh, yeah. Exploration through the soft rock time travel dream cruise extravaganza put on by Yachtly Crew.
And don't forget to grab your maps.
Forget to grab your maps. Grab your hats. Grab your shoes. Grab your yacht attire. And let's see those dance moves on the dance floor, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to be waving. You're going to be jumping. You're going to be jiving. You're going to be going caray, caray on a dance floor today, day. Leave the kids at home. Leave the kids at home with the animals. And come on out and enjoy a night of Yara classics from the 70s and 80s. Come on and get hashtag shipfaced with us.
You're gonna see like, oh, okay, I get that. Well, I get what that is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it seems like all religions, all philosophies, everything like that have two things in common. What I said first, and the other one is, you just gotta be good, man. You just gotta love people.
Real.
Just be good to everybody, and good will come to you. You know,
I was having a conversation with one of my roommates a couple years ago, and he brought up that is there evil in the world naturally?
Mm.
Is the world, you know, or is it just a human construct? You know, is that something that we're not? And it's like, no, it totally is. There's not, you know, evil in nature. We perceive it as, oh, this big old wolf ate this tiny little rabbit. That's evil, but that's just how we perceive it. That's life. That's how it's supposed to go, you know?
I heard it one way that man, humans, we have the potential of good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're constantly, I believe we're constantly riding on the choice. You know, like, okay, you know, hey, I'm gonna let this guy go. You know, you're constantly riding on it. But they said the difference is this, that evil exists. It's just that man, what evil is that little nudge once in a while that just pushes you under the dark side.
Oh.
You know, it just kind of floats there. There's always that, you know, and so, I don't know, it kind of comes back down to choices. That's the one thing that kind of bummed me out about religion is they were always like, well, they're destined, you know, the real kind of people that were living on it. They weren't looking at anything else. They were looking at that. They tend to be very like, you're like, you know, they're just too on that one side. And I don't believe that anything is, there's destiny and then there's choice. I think there's got to be a combination of both of those. You know, you have a choice to touch this man or not to. I'm not going to touch
it. That's right, right,
you know,
right. That's
touched
right.
It. Okay, I touched it. So I choose to do that. But
did you choose to do it?
Right, exactly. That's
Did the van inspire you to touch it? Isn't that crazy?
That's the way I look at quantum mechanics.
Like the van has a consciousness.
You go, wow. Yeah. You know, if I was my grandfather, could I go back and kill him and not be born? Yeah, then I couldn't go back and you find these conundrums. But I think maybe that's what it is. Discovering the conundrum is more important than solving the conundrum. Just knowing it exists. Knowing that is time travel possible?
I really don't know. I would think.
Right.
Who knows, right?
Not by our understanding.
Did you get this from me?
Yes, I did.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
I have to because
time I was just giving up.
Polly's down.
Dude, thank you for the beer. I'm recording a podcast right now, by the way. How do you feel the show's going so far?
Well, we're killing it. I mean, somebody got proposed to, and people are going to get married because of our fucking 100-second show.
I would love it if we brought
number 102.
I would love it if we brought them on stage, actually. You know, just to show them.
But invites everyone else to come up.
Well, but they got proposed to, dude.
Well,
how often are we going to have people propose at our shows?
They can slow dance, maybe.
They can slow dance. How about a slow song?
I mean, what would be the drawback?
Once the door gets open, oh, watch out! The floodgate is open.
You could give them.
They've gotten married. That's a special
thing. How about this? You guys could do something like their first dance, and then let them get in the middle, play a song, and then can you guys light them up like you do?
I mean, it would have been great if they proposed on stage. You know,
too bad we don't have a disco ball.
Like if that happens. Oh, by the way, there are 3 birthdays happening tonight.
I already announced 2 of them.
Wait, you already announced the birthdays?
Marguerite.
You already announced the birthdays?
I announced Marguerite. And then there was Katie or something like that. Phil had that one. I already got my commitment.
I didn't even hear the birthdays.
Our friend down in front, Kelly Anderson, she wants to hear Easy Like Sunday Morning. And I told her we'll probably do that last, so you got to stay for the whole show. But they're the 2 down in front going apeshit bonkers the whole time.
Apeshit bonkers.
It's supposed to be soft rock, Paul. But it's not.
I've turned it into something else.
Yes. Sorry. Yes. Well,
he made it into heavy metal.
The drummer, because he plays it too hard. He plays it hard. He don't play soft.
Ain't nothing soft about Yachty Crew! Well, there's 2 things that happen here. The room is best played as a lounge, but the audience that comes in here, it's best played as, it's best played as out there like you guys do. Bands that come in here, they kind of just stay on the line of the stage is there, and their act is like, they don't bring their act into the audience.
Oh, yeah.
That's a big failure. And the other one is just having an act in general. There's bands that come in, and you can tell they got an iPad, and they're playing, they're jamming, they're going to do, a gig with the band. It's like, well, we're looking for what you guys do. That's what is going to work in it, because you guys work. Let's face it, you work in here. Flashback, Heart Attack. They're a 4-piece band, but you know what? They got an act.
Those guys are great. Yeah.
You see them?
They're awesome.
I have fun with those guys.
They're so fun. They got great attitudes.
We had a band in here, Zeppelin Tribute, for example. They came in here, and dude, they like performed like Zeppelin. They didn't come in and play Zeppelin. I mean, they came in and put on a show, an act.
That's so fun. You commit to it. It's really a performance. You commit to what this thing is.
That's and what will bring
so much
people
more fun in
them.
That. You know, it's just so much when you go deep into that thing and you just it's so much fun.
My dad told me something many times, and that was the definition of entertainment or entertaining or being entertained. Being entertained, however you want to use that word. The definition of it is something that is going on that you just can't stop looking at. You just kind of got to keep, hey, I'm here. You know what? I don't have to be anywhere else that's any better than what's going on right now. And you're entertained. You can't stop. Oh, what are they going to do next? Dude,
what a great way of putting it.
So
at the base level, it's something that people can't keep their eyes off of.
Right. That's a traffic accident.
And there you go. You already got them. And then whatever else seasoning or whatever spices you added onto it is... How
so you get the point. A traffic accident is because you can't take your eyes off. You got to look at the traffic accident. I don't care who you are. You're going to look at it. If you're driving by and you got the perfect view, you're going to go, oh, wow, they're putting them in a bag. You've had those instances. But you know what? It is something that you can't take your eyes off. Some people will refuse to look at it, but then they'll refuse to hear this kind of music. But the point is that entertaining or being entertaining is simply, and you can never drop the ball. You have to go from scene to scene. You're always coming from somewhere and going
and
somewhere.
There's full commitment. You're not dropping the ball.
And what's fun about you guys is when you. It's hard to communicate over the mics in this room because I crank you up when you guys are talking and making announcements because to get everyone to hear you. What the spoken word? I got to crank it way up and then I got to bring it back down before you guys sing.
Thank you.
But the point is that. when you guys talk and you do things, you know, it's everyone, each of you, no one's ever left with like, oh, you know, like that incident where it's like, oh gosh, I didn't know that was coming or
yeah,
whatever. It's
yeah.
all very smooth. And it's,
oh, good.
It's neat. You know, it's neat. It's like,
oh good.
Yeah.
That's so cool to hear.
Yeah,
thank
you. Guys
you.
Got that. And that's what I think is what keeps people and gets them entertained. That's entertainment by definition. You start looking at the band, you know, from beginning to end, no one left. I didn't see one person leave.
Oh my
gosh. In fact, they came in. And I really don't think many people have left yet.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
If at all. So,
wow. Baba Booey, how do you feel the show is going so far?
I feel it's doing really good. I mean, it's pretty fucking packed in here. Right from the fucking first song.
Ooh, I mean, they were just diving deep into it, man.
Right from the first song. They've been waiting for us to come back. It's
oh
been
my
like
gosh.
A month, 2 months.
That is so exciting to hear.
It's been a couple months.
Yeah, when was the last time we were here?
It's like 2 months ago.
Wow,
We've
man.
We've been on tour, dude.
Is it had fun?
We're going on tour next week, too.
Dude. I've been slowly uploading bits of our tour, our Batten Down the Hatches tour. I had 4 hours and 51 minutes.
Solid.
So I'm every once in a while I'm leaving like 20 minutes here, 15 minutes yeah. there, you know, zoop, just kind of shuffling them in until the other podcast. So people go, hey, what's that all about? And then they go, check out Yachtly Crew, you know? So it's just like this little like, surprise! It's like, pokes your head in there and go, this is what we're about. Okay, see you later. And so it's like this little ghost. And
you know what the next tour is going to be called?
What are we going to call it?
Making Waves Tour.
I love it. Making Waves Tour. Mm-hmm. I love it. That's perfect.
Can you guys get us back on in about 4 minutes?
Yeah, absolutely.
When is the next mini tour?
Well,
Making
see,
Waves Tour.
Next week, next Thursday, we're
it's
gonna
like
be going
quite a few
to San
days.
Diego. And then the next day we're off that day. And then we got St. Rock.
Oh, wow.
And then we got the next day on Sunday, a private party for the Boys and Girls Club of America.
Oh my God.
It's a fundraiser for them.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
Yeah, we got the Viper Room show.
November. We got Discover November 2nd.
Discovery shows.
Discovery
17th. Oh, 17th.
November. And Borderline November 30th.
Plus, the way that things are going, between here and there, we have no idea how many blanks are going to be filled in between here and there, right? It happens all the time.
Every day they're getting filled up. They're calling every day. I mean, we have a lot of privates, which is good because that's where, you know, those are good paying gigs.
Yeah.
So, I want to play those. But I love these. I love the crowd at this place.
Yeah.
They're really into it.
The crowd feels so good.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to be diving into this later, more. Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, K-Chung Radio, Chinatown, Inspirato Projecto.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, it's Baba Booey.
Tony, where's my
yes.
Saxophone? I need to practice.
Fun.
Oh, I forgot that Stoney keeps your saxophone. That's interesting. You must be very, you must trust him with
I do.
Many things.
You must trust him with many things. Today is the 21st, I believe. The day after the show, the stuff that you just heard was from last night out in Dana Point at a place called Stillwater Spirits and Sounds. We had our very first show there, January 2016. That was our very first show. And we have gone back once every other month or so. We tend to play there. And last night was electrifying. I gotta tell you. Last night was electrifying. Felt so good to be there. There were three birthdays. three birthdays going on. And, a woman named Lisa Guzman, who actually used to come out to see the Rio shows back when I was in Rio, the Duran Duran tribute band. She would go out and she would see us play, and so she came out last night. She's been to see a few of our Yachtly Crew shows, and she brought two of her friends who have never seen us play, and they got a table, and it was their birthdays. So that was awesome. There was another birthday, too. Someone else was celebrating a 40th birthday in the corner. And so it's always great when people decide to go there to celebrate a birthday. Gosh, it's just so great. It's so much fun. It's interesting to hear from folks who come out and see our shows, who've seen us evolve through the years. I mean, it's almost 3 years coming up in January, which is just so interesting to hear that. So the folks who've seen us evolve through the years, it's interesting to hear what they have to say about it, because they're saying now that going to the shows and that they have to get there early. They used to be able to just go to the show. Now they gotta make it a point to show up early so as to ensure they get a seat. My God, this is just beautiful out here. I've been reading more of that CIA PDF. Monroe, I'm doing more research into Monroe. I'm realizing that Monroe, the guy who put together the Monroe Institute, he had a series of out-of-body experiences. And it was from his curiosity and desire and wanting to find some answers about the dynamics of out-of-body experiences. That was the whole impetus behind making the Monroe Institute, which specializes in the gateway experience, the gateway voyage, where they employ all these methods, quantum mechanics, binaural beats. It's incredible. I was talking in there about how the Earth resonates at like between 7 and 7.5 hertz. And then they were saying that the human body or the human mind oscillates between 6.8 and 7.5. And so the idea is that by having this Earth energy here and us in training, ENTRAINING, in training ourselves with it, with that vibration, we could draw from that energy and utilize it for our own good. It says that what was it? One thought has the distance of, I forgot what the kilometers were, but they said that's basically the like an impulse has like bam, that much surface area. It travels, you know, basically as far as as much as the Earth is round, and it travels out there, and then it comes right back to us. So in a sense, it's like a boomerang. Shoop, comes to us. I've been slowly writing my book about USU, Ubiquitous Serendipity, Serendipitous Ubiquity. And when I come across stuff like this, it's awesome because now I can draw from this paper. I can draw from this. I can utilize it as examples. I can point to it as something that... I wonder once an FBI... once a government... paper is out there and declassified. I'm curious, once it's declassified, is it copyrighted? Is it something that you can reuse? Can I reprint those pieces and put them into my book? If so, that would be dynamite. I would love that. I could show that actual example right out of there. People can look at that and go, aha, aha, here's the research. Because a lot of this stuff that I'm coming into, contact with, this information that's washing upon my shores, so much of it echoes the same, basically backs up, so to speak. It kind of gives this awesome scientific evidence that backs up these various theories and notions, and, whether it be through channeling, whether it be through just, zoning out and staring off into space, sitting on your balcony and just staring at the trees and revelations come to you. It's neat to see things that you had theories and ideas about and you wrote down, and then bam, and then all of a sudden along comes this sort of scientific angle, which then supports it. It's joyful. As it just adds an extra season to it, a little bit of seasoning, adds an extra zing, if you will, a little bit of tanginess, some succulence. So if you get a chance, check that out. Look into your favorite search engine, check out Gateway Experience, CIA PDF. We're all a hologram. We're all a hologram. All of this stuff in front of us is going to react to how our intentions, how our thoughts, everything, bam, goes out, affects this populace, ricochets back to us. I'm at the bank now. I gotta shut this off. I'll talk more later.